just wanted to say that I was thinking about you and the kids, and I love you. It's me. I just wanted to say that I was thinking about you and the kids, and
you needed it.
Skyler, I don't entirely remember what happened last night. I mean, I've said some things.
Did you know this gal about a Kurt person?
Skyler, I can't even focus on it.
Gail Bedeker. Did you know him?
Oh, my God. What exactly did I say last night?
Just enough. Did you work together? Who killed him? Was it the people you work for?
Definitely not.
Was it somebody who, at some point, might want to do the same to you?
I seriously doubt it. No. Get on. I know exactly what happened last night. I drank too much wine.
You told Hank that the man he was looking for might still be out there, but it might not be this Bedeker after all. And I was up all night wondering why you would say that to him.
Because I was drunk, Skyler.
No, but then I was remembering your black eye. Your business disagreement that you don't want to talk about?
Look, I don't want to talk about any of this, ever. The firewall, all right? Church and state. That's how we need to approach this thing.
And then I remembered the message you left me the other day. When you said you loved me. When I heard that, I thought that maybe that you were regretting what's happened between us, and I get that. After last night, I think you're scared. I think that message was some kind of goodbye.
No, Skyler.
I think last night was a cry for help.
Oh, Jesus. Cry for help.
I think some part of you wants Hank to catch you.
That is it. Exactly, yes. You're like Dr. Joyce Brothers here. God.
If he caught you, at least this would all be over.
Oh, yeah. There's a tremendous weight just lifted off of me. Now I understand myself. Thank you.
Walt, I've said it before. If you are in danger, we go to the police.
Oh, no, I don't want to hear about the police.
I do not say that lightly. I know what it could do to this family, but if it's the only real choice we have, if it's either that or you getting shot when you open your front door, you're not some hardened criminal, Walt. You are in over your head. No. That's what we tell them, and that's the truth.
That is not the truth.
Of course it is. School teacher, cancer, desperate for money.
Okay, we're done.
Roped into working, unable to even quit. You told me that yourself, Walt. Jesus, what was I thinking? Walt, please, let's both of us stop trying to justify this whole thing and admit you're in danger.
Who are you talking to right now? Who is it you think you see? Do you know how much I make a year? I mean, even if I told you, you wouldn't believe it. Do you know what would happen if I suddenly decided to stop going into work? A business big enough that it could be listed on the NASDAQ goes belly up. Disappears. It ceases to exist without me. No, you clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in. I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
Skyler?
Here we are, just like you left it. And where is your pretty wife?
She has other business to attend to.
Yeah. Well, like I say to her, place sells as is. Understand?
Yes, I understand.
Good. Good. I don't want her coming back with more demands. She gave me hard time when we settled on price.
We're all on the same page, Bogdan.
So, here's everything you need.
I keep very good files.
Thank you.
So you're the boss now, huh? You think you're ready?
Yes, I think so.
Being boss is tough. I know you think I was hard on you, but you learn. Being in charge is not easy. It takes hard work.
You've seen me work hard, Bogdan.
Yeah? I don't know. Not so much, maybe. But maybe when you are the boss, you will just keep your feet up and relax. The real important thing, and not everyone knows this, is to be tough. Boss has to be tough. Has to say no to people. Has to make cashiers wipe down cars, even if they don't want to. Can you be tough? I'm sure you can handle. And if not, you can always call your wife. Huh?
Always sticky.
Yeah.
No problem.
As is.
Who'd have thought that someday I would be handing these keys to you?
Bogdan. As is.
Thank you. You okay there? Fine. It's not using this. Eat something.
Call her back?
What exactly did she say? I mean, exactly.
Just, you know, she asked if I was okay and not to worry. Like that.
Any, rough timetable in this thing, or just when she's coming home?
It's about the gambling, right?
Well, it's kind of hard to...
She can't understand. It's not like you're doing this on purpose. You can't help it.
It's not that simple.
Look, you have a disease. It's like you're an alcoholic, right?
No, it's not. Not at all.
Yes, it is. I read online. She's not even allowed to be mad at you. And she can't be mad at you about the cancer, can she?
Son, these are two very different things.
Not really. Gambling addiction is a sickness. You can't...
Listen, what is going on with me is not about some disease. It's about choices. Choices that I have made. Choices I stand by.
You're not moving back in, are you?
No. Hey, you know what? School can wait. Why don't we take a little detour?
What kind of detour?
You'll see. I think it's time we got you your own car. What do you think? What?
I think if you're gonna buy me off, buy me off.
Wow.
Amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's good looking. Good. I'm glad you like it.
I do. Thank you, Dad.
All right, you're welcome. So you're here.
Yeah.
You're actually here. To work.
Yeah, man. Jesus.
Jesse. Come here. All right. I need an update.
Update on what?
An update on these little field trips that you've been taking with Mike.
I told you already. We pick up money, check on things, stuff like that.
And you're his bodyguard, right? But what? That's what you said.
I said I guarded him. Like backup. Like a second set of eyes. Everybody needs backup, right?
And this has to be you. It can't be, I don't know, Tyrus or any of the couple dozen muscle heads that Gus has working for him. It has to be Jesse Pinkman. Why? What, is there something about you that I don't know? Are you a former Navy SEAL? Do you have to have your hands registered as lethal weapons?
Register this.
All I'm saying is that do you not even question this? Do you really believe that you mean anything to these people? And I'm not trying to be insulting. I'm just trying to make you see things clearly.
I see they can't outright kill me, but they don't want me getting high. I see this thing probably started as Gus getting Mike to babysit me. But you know what? I saved Mike from getting robbed. Even killed, maybe. So maybe I'm not such a loser after all.
I mean, what if it... What if it's all just a setup?
What?
This robbery that you stopped wasn't even real. I mean, think about it. Your first day out guarding Mike, he steps out for 1 second, and what happens? You immediately get robbed.
You are such an asshole.
Keep your friends close. Keep your enemies closer. Like you said, Gus can't kill you because of me. He knows I won't stand for it. He needs me, and he hates the fact that he needs me. So what does he do? He goes to work driving a wedge between you and me.
You're an asshole. If you'd been there, you know it wasn't a setup.
Wait a minute. How long did those guys chase you, huh? Because the way you describe it, they gave up pretty damn easy. No, this whole thing, all of this, it's all about me.
is this? Hang on.
Yeah. I'll be right up.
What?
You gotta go.
What? Am I supposed to clean all this on my own? Hey! God.
Buenos días,
ladies. Buenos días. Do you speak English? ¿Se habla inglés?
No.
No. Okay. Help. Ayuda.
Ayuda.
Ayuda. Gracias. Necesito ayuda. A limpio. ¿Sí? ¿Sí? I need help to clean. Yes. Sí. ¿Comprende? Sí. No. Es bueno. Por favor, entrar, sí. Muy bueno.
No, quién sabe.
Ay, no.
Yes, muy bueno. Just this.
No. No podemos.
No podemos.
Lo siento.
No. Es tu problema. Un momento. No, ahí no.
¿Podemos?
No podemos. Tenemos que regresar al trabajo.
Elis, un momento. Yo necesito. Ayuda a limpio 2 horas máximo.
No podemos.
Muy fácil.
No quiere que hagan otra.
Let me see. I'll tell you what. Look.
Universal language, dinero.
No.
Para usted, ¿eh? Sí. Para usted.
This one for you.
Yes, sí. Presidente Grant. Very important, man. Sí.
Para usted, sí.
Más dinero. En el trabajo,
pues vamos, nomás son 2 horas que quiere que trabajemos.
No, pero no van a correr.
I think we're good.
Sí,
I think we listen to you.
Sin trabajo.
Please, por favor. 2 horas máximo, ¿sí? Please, por favor. Yes, híjole.
No creen que rápido te pongo el dinero. Con ese dinero, se paga. Los trabajos, ¿no? Que vinimos de la luna.
the deal?
Well, the deal is we're watching that house. Couple down on the left with the tree in the front.
Yeah? What for?
Now, a little birdie told me there's some guys in there that have 3 pounds of our product, which they're selling, and which they sure as hell didn't get from us.
So, what's the plan?
I just told you. We sit here and watch that house until one of our entrepreneurs pops his head out. Then we ask a few questions and get our property back.
Why don't you just go break the door down just to whip those bitches and show them who's boss?
Because a little birdie also told me these guys are heavily into the product and most likely are. Now, what you may not know about meth heads, maybe you do, they're kind of unpredictable. I don't care for unpredictable, so we wait. Sorry to burst your bubble, kid, but that's 90% of the job. Don't worry. I brought sandwiches. Ooh.
Yes, sir.
Pimento cheese. How's that sound? Whoa, 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 whoa. Where are you going?
So they're selling, right? Maybe I'm looking to buy.
Who the hell are you?
Tucker!
I'm here to buy.
Tucker!
No, my question.
Tucker!
My name's Diesel.
Tucker!
Heard you maybe had some of the blue?
Tucker! Shut the door, Tucker!
Just looking for a team.
Tucker!
Yo. Come on.
Tucker!
Help your brother out.
Tucker, will you shut the damn door?
We're outside the strangers.
Tucker!
Get off the porch, asshole.
Tucker, will you shut the door?
All right already, Jesus!
Tucker!
Guess we'll go with Plan A, then.
Pop the trunk, would you?
What?
There's something in there I need.
And what would that be?
I'm getting those pricks out of that house.
Oh, your first attempt being such a wild success.
You may know this whole P.I. sit in the car business, but I know meth heads.
What are you doing?
Digging.
Why?
Oh, you know why.
How deep are you going?
I don't know. How deep do you think it is?
Pretty deep.
Hey, you mind taking over for a minute?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Mind if I use your John?
It's cool.
Hey, I'm a friend of Tucker's.
What do you want?
I just wanna buy some of the blue.
It's not for sale.
Well, I mean, I know you were selling it earlier, so.
Oh, yeah? How do you know that?
Tucker told me.
Yeah, well, Tucker needs to learn to keep his damn mouth shut. Tucker! Tucker!
So, you gonna hook me up?
Don't have enough for all of Tucker's asshole friends. Tucker!
You know, I think he's outside. You wanna just go outside?
Tucker! Tucker!
Hey, let's go find Tucker, okay? Let's go outside.
I don't have enough for you, all right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
I don't wanna start any trouble.
Trouble? What's that mean, trouble?
No. I'm just saying we're cool, okay? We're good.
What? You can't know that. What does that mean? What? You don't put thoughts in my head. You don't put thoughts in my head.
You're right.
Tucker.
Amigas, muchas gracias, querido.
Oh, gracias,
María,
Veronica, gracias.
¿Usted es residir cerca aquí?
Sí, ¿por qué quiere venir con nosotros?
I missed that one. I'm sure it was good. Damas, vengan conmigo.
Nosotros vamos a terminar nuestro trabajo.
Vengan conmigo ahora. Wait a minute, where are you taking them? Come on, Tyrus, what are you doing? I'm putting them on a bus. Why? What bus? I'm going to take them back to Honduras. Hey, wait a second. Wait a minute. This was my idea. Don't punish them. You tell Gus to blame me, not them. He does.
Truck gave away the cargo to a couple local nobodies. Very disciplined of them, not keeping anything for themselves. It was all about sending a message. Which they did, literally. It was written on the bucket lid. Ready to talk? That, I believe, is the English translation. I know you're not really asking for advice. but let me hire 10, 15 more good operators. And we hit them back, hit them hard, hit them where they live.
No. This war stays cold for now.
What about their message? What's the answer?
Set up a meeting. Let's see what they have to say. How did he do today?
I hear you can handle yourself.
I guess.
Good night.
Excuse me. Why me?
I like to think I see things in people.
Slow down. The car is not going anywhere.
Mom!
Hey, sweetheart. Hi.
So, did you see what's in the driveway?
Yeah, I saw. Hey. Mwah. So, that's yours, huh?
Yeah, Dad got it for me.
Well, that was very nice of him.
Yeah. I know it looks like, well, awesome, but it's super safe. Dad made sure, and I promise to always go to the speed limit, or below, way below. And it gets great gas mileage. So, Dad said I can take you around the block a few times. Is that okay? Just around the block.
Yeah. Just around the block. And be careful, okay?
I will. Mwah. All
right.
It's really great to have you home, Mom.
Seriously, be careful, okay? Okay. I guess we should talk.
Well, I think you said plenty the other day.
About that, I just...
Did you get the car wash keys?
Yes.
Skylar, I may have overstated things earlier, and I'm sorry to be so forward, but I want you to know something. I need you to understand that you are safe. You, Junior Hawley, you are completely safe. Everything that I do, everything, I do it to protect this family.
So buying that car, that was protecting your family?
Okay. Maybe it's a little flashy, but he needed a car. And I'm his father, and I should be able to get what he wants.
It goes back tomorrow.
Skyler, it will crush him.
That car directly contradicts our story. And if you're so invested in protecting this family, it means protecting the story. What do you think the neighbors are going to say, Walt? What about Hank and Marie? How about the IRS? What were you thinking, Walt?
I was thinking that I wanted to do something nice for my son. I just worry that he'll blame you for this.
Oh, he will. Once again, he'll blame his bitch mother for taking away what his loving father has given him. So, thanks for that. But you know what, Walt? Someone has to protect this family from the man who protects this family.